Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 25th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters sources say Huawei is in talks with a consortium led by Shanghai government-backed investment firms to sell its high-end P and Mate smartphone brands. Huawei has reportedly considered a sale since September, motivated by dwindling chip supplies due to U.S. sanctions, although a final decision has not been made. Huawei sold off its budget-focused Honor brand back in November. New rules drafted by Chinese authorities and released by the People's Bank of China say any non-bank payments processor with over one-third of the non-bank payments market, or two companies with a combined half of the market, could be looking at regulatory warnings from the Anti-Monopoly Authority under the State Council. A single non-bank payments provider with over one-half of the digital payments market, or two companies with a combined two-thirds of the market, could also be investigated for monopolistic behavior. Italy's data privacy regulator ordered TikTok to block all unverified accounts in the country, preventing those accounts from uploading videos or interacting with other content. The move comes after the death of a 10-year-old girl from asphyxiation while attempting to do a so-called blackout challenge on TikTok. TikTok is also banned from further processing user data for which there is no absolute certainty of age until at least February 15th, pending an investigation. Earlier this year, a group of Alphabet workers announced their intent to form the Alphabet Workers Union. Now, a newly formed coalition called Alpha Global is attempting to form a global union alliance across 13 different unions representing Alphabet workers in 10 countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, and Switzerland. Alpha Global is affiliated with the UNI Global Union, a labor union federation representing 20 million people worldwide. The coalition will look to organize worker solidarity to address issues like content moderation decisions and forcing employees to sign non-disclosure agreements. Apple updated support documents to advise that MagSafe-equipped devices and accessories may interfere with medical devices like implanted pacemakers and defibrillators when in close contact. Apple recommends keeping devices 6 inches apart in normal use or 12 inches apart while wirelessly charging. However, Apple states that while the iPhone 12 models contain more magnets than previous iPhones, the devices are not expected to pose a greater risk of magnetic interference to medical devices than prior iPhone models. Apple added a new Time to Walk feature to its Fitness Plus subscription service. These are effectively a series of self-contained podcast episodes that play alongside a walking workout initiated from the Apple Watch. Playing an episode on the watch begins the workout. The first 4 episodes are out today, with new episodes every Monday through the end of April. A slideshow of images relevant to the episode play while the episodes progress, with the host recommending a playlist of songs based on the narrative at the end. The feature is also available to those doing a wheelchair workout, changing the name to Time to Push. Microsoft announced it will not raise the price of Xbox Live Gold, rolling back an annual price increase it announced on January 22nd. The company also announced that free-to-play games would no longer require an Xbox Live Gold subscription, saying that it's working hard to deliver this change as soon as possible in the coming months. Google announced that testing of its proposed third-party cookie replacement, the Federated Learning of Cohorts, or Flock API, showed that advertisers can expect to see at least 95% of the conversions per dollar spent on ads when compared to cookie-based advertising. part of Google's Privacy Sandbox initiative, Flock exists as a Chrome browser extension, which is fed into a machine learning algorithm to create groups of thousands of people in cohorts, which are used to sell ads against rather than individual user data. Google also has other third-party cookie alternatives in development as well. Netflix confirmed that its Android app now supports the XHEAAC audio codec, claiming to bring studio-quality audio to devices. The codec allows for better overall loudness management, allowing for increased clarity while listening to content in noisy environments at the same volume. The app will automatically switch to the new codec as bandwidth allows, although it's unclear if it's available on offline content. The WWE and NBC Universal announced that the streaming service Peacock will have exclusive streaming rights to the WWE network in the US, with WWE's 1.1 million subscribers migrated to the Peacock Premium tier with ads. This includes 17,000 hours of WWE Network new, original, and library programming. Peacock will launch the WWE Network on the service on March 18, 2021. NBC Universal also announced a partnership to bring live trending content to Twitter, including red carpet events and sports highlights. Content will be available globally, and Twitter will provide broader sales support for the network's advertising partners. Twitter has had limited content partnerships with NBC Universal going all the way back to 2013, but this is their first worldwide partnership. And finally, Microsoft has been granted a new patent to create chatbots using the personal information of deceased people, from images, voice data, social media posts, and electronic messages. Microsoft also describes how living users could train a digital replacement in the event of their death in the patent. Tim O'Brien, general manager of AI programs at Microsoft, confirmed on Twitter Friday that there's no plan for this. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.